certainly thankful for the opportunity to be here today, for everybody that's been able to come out and be with us. Thankful for the beautiful day that we have to worship the Lord and trust that God will be with us throughout the rest of this time that we have together. Last week, I spent some time trying to talk about the subject of forgiveness, and I got a question from somebody that had been listening online that made me start thinking a little bit about two things. One, this particular question was in light of if somebody had offended you many, many years ago and you have in your heart tried to forgive them, but it keeps coming back, they wanted to know if they should go and find that person and try to you know, verbally make it known to them that they had forgiven them directly. The other thought that crossed my mind in that situation was the situation where we think we've sinned against God, because I think there's a similarity here, where we've sinned against God in some way, and we've confessed it to God, we've asked for his forgiveness, but it keeps coming back, right? We keep wallowing in the guilt of that particular sin. And sometimes those things, both those things, when we think we've forgiven someone and we can't seem to get past it, or maybe we continue to have some level of anger, or maybe we have flashbacks or concerns over it at some point, you know, we go long periods of time where it doesn't bother us, and then all of a sudden we wake up one day and it's like, wow, I just can't get over this today. I don't know why I'm thinking about this so much. Or when we've sinned in some way and we've repented, you know, those two things I think bear some similarities. It made me start thinking a little bit that one of the things that happens there is we start to question our position before God. Are we really a child of grace? Does God really care about me? Am I truly secure in that grace? And it started making me think a little bit about a particular psalm. Matter of fact, this gentleman that asked me this question, I actually turned him to the psalm, and I've been reading it a little bit over the last few days. So before we have our prayer and turn the service over to Brother Victor, I thought I'd share a couple of verses with you that really struck me in that regard. But it's in Psalm 37. Psalm 37. It says in verse 23, it says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." In other words, the steps of a good man, a man who is a child of grace, a man that belongs to God, God is involved and engaged in his life every day. And not just every day, but with every step. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And that man, he delighteth in the Lord's way. That's one way to read it. Another way to read it is that the Lord delights in the way of that man. I'm not sure which one's probably accurate. I probably lean toward the last one in this particular case. But I want you to notice verse 24, because I think this is really, really powerful to me. It says, "Though he fall, the good man." In other words, whether we're a child of grace or not, we will fall from time to time. We're not going to live out the rest of our life without sin, no matter how much we might want to. No matter how much we think we should be able to, it's not going to happen. The Bible tells us the man that says that he's without sin is a liar, and the truth's not in him. And a man that says that he sins not is deceiving himself. I mean, we're not going to live that way. As much as we'd want to, as much as we think we should, he says this, that though he fall, listen to this though, he, God, shall not, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Though we fall, we will never completely sever the bond between us and our God. If God has brought us close to him, he's never going to let us go. That's what he's saying here. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Why? Is it because we're good? Is it because we're able to hang on? Is it because we exercise our faith in a way that others don't? No. It says, "For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." Our position before God at any time, no matter what we've done, no matter how bad our past may be, no matter how unforgiving we may have been, no matter how poor our repentance may be, our position before God isn't dependent upon us. It's dependent solely upon the Lord that upholds us by his hand.